We want to welcome you to our second service. We're glad you can be part of this service this Sunday morning. Yesterday evening was our packed out service. You know, house was almost overflowing. People are still hesitant to come to physical service. We want to welcome those who are watching us online this morning. We're glad you can be part of this service. We're going to pray for Calvin, first of all. Where's Calvin? Resurrected. Come. Pastor Boy, can you come? Pastor, where is your mentor? Mr. Derek, can you come? Your mentor. Calvin is leaving us for for Kuala Lumpur to pursue his diploma first in home science. Engineering. Okay, and then May he'll finish, and then probably he'll come back. Then depends, huh? Let's pray. Derek, I'm going to ask Derek to pray for him.
Come on, church, would you stretch your hands towards Kevin? Father, we just thank you for this young man that even as he's going to go and studies, Lord Father, we just pray for your presence to go before him. That Lord Father, whatever that he do, whatever that he touches, whatever that he studies, Lord, you will prosper him. That you will be with him, Lord Father. Lord, I pray that even when he's in KL, Lord Father, when he's alone, Lord Father, Lord, you'll be so real, you'll be so close to him, God. That he will find you, he will discover his journey and grow in you, Lord Father, more and more every single day. Encounters upon encounters, revelation upon revelation, glory upon glory, Lord Father, he will grow. Father, we thank you for Kevin. We bless him abundantly, Lord, even as he go forth and studies, Lord. We know at the end of the day, he still loves you and he will still come back and serve the house of God. Bless him, Lord. In Jesus' my name we pray.
Just one word, huh? Proverbs chapter 3. And verse 5, don't look at girls. Hey, no. The mother will be very happy. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God bless you, my friend. Praise God. Thank you, musicians. Do you still want to sing? Okay, right. We also want to extend our heartfelt condolence to Brother Christopher O. Jessica, the family, tragically on the midnight of 2021, about 10:31, his younger brother met with a tragic accident. He's only 54 years old and he died on the spot. I think the staring has hit his stomach, you know, internal injury. And many of us know Christopher is like a family, especially Iskandar Cell Group. And they're going through a difficult time right now. Okay, the older father, the old man, the father, we know him, we're ministering to them. Look at the son die. And this guy's own son, who's in university, look at the father. Yesterday we were in the mortuary, trying to claim, help them in the funeral. And it's a very painful process. So therefore, I ask the church to extend your comfort and your prayer to them. Praise God. Can somebody say amen, please? Because we are a body, okay, right? We can reach out to one another. We missed you. Even though I can't recognize some of you because your mask is covering everything, you know. But nevertheless, we are so excited that you can be part of our service. Put your hands together. Welcome one another. Praise God. Amen. Just a little bit of introduction. Our theme for year 2022 will remain as, how will they hear? How will they hear? The last 2 years, we were not able to fulfill this theme because of the coronavirus. The church was shut down. Nevertheless, during this pandemic, people got saved, people got healed, people got set free. I've got some amazing testimonies. If time and all, I'll share with you. And this theme, comes from Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 13, 14, 15. And the scripture goes like this. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, how will they call on whom they have not believed? How will they believe on whom they have not heard? How will they hear without you and I, the preacher? The preacher is not just the one standing here. Every one of us are preachers. Come on, somebody say amen, please. We're preachers. And then it says, how lovely are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace and the glad tidings of good things. And then verse 17 says, faith to believe, faith to change, faith to be healed comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, and it has to be through you. And somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. Isn't that wonderful? So, therefore, we will continue this theme for the next 1 year. And the sub-theme, a revelation from this theme, is from Isaiah, the 60th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. Now, the focus or the purpose of this theme is greater evangelism, greater harvest, and greater revival. Therefore, the sub-theme, a revelation, a rhema of this theme is from Isaiah 60, verses 1, 2, and 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. Though darkness shall cover the earth, pandemic, famine, earthquakes, pestilence, though darkness shall cover the earth, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And look at the next one. It says, for the Gentiles will come to your light. This is evangelistic light, the light of salvation. The Gentiles will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your light, your rising. Are you here with me? And these three verses clearly explains greater harvest, greater evangelism, and greater revival. So from January this month right up to April, we're going to preach from Let Your Glory Fall. Let Your Glory, everybody say, Let Your Glory Fall. Or Moving Forward in His Presence. Now, all those who come to preach, apart from me, our focus is going to be the development of you and I. Turn to your neighbor and say, development. We're going to be developers. Okay? Now, without discipleship, there cannot be evangelism. In other words, if you're not a disciple, you will never see the need to win the loss. That's why many of our loved ones are still not saved. We're asking the pastors to do the job. I let my mother, I let my father, I let my brother, I let my sister to the Lord. I led them. I didn't pray this prayer. Oh God, bring faithful men to my parents. No, I am the faithful man. I went and led them. And now I believe with all my heart they are in heaven. Praise God. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? So, a discipleship is the formation of you and I to be like Jesus. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And without discipleship, we cannot have evangelism. And without evangelism, we cannot have discipleship. And without this too, we cannot have revival. Come on, everybody say revival. Praise God. Are you with me or not? Wave your hands to me, please. Michael, are you here, Michael? Where's your hand, Michael? Okay, right. We want to welcome Judy, longtime friend from Koratengi. We want to welcome every one of you. We're glad you can be part of this service. Now, today, what am I going to share today? You know, yesterday, I talked about how God is interested in our being, not in our doing. Not in our doing, in our being. and our being. God wants, I preached from Acts 17:28, in Him we live, move, and have our being. I talk about how when your being is right, your doing is going to be right. Now, if you want to listen to this message, it's still available on the website. Is it available already? Nobody is making any commitment. Not yet. It's coming soon. Okay, coming soon. Praise God. Okay, isn't that wonderful? Today, I'd like to share with you. Now, look at me, please. As we enter into 2022, I'd like to share with you a prophetic bubbling that's taking place inside of me. Okay? When the Lord brought forth this prophetic bubbling, what is prophetic bubbling? Like the water boils, huh? It boils into except no noise. Dr. Manoj, no noise. Otherwise, he'll ask me to go for checkup. No noise. It's a spontaneous thought. You know, it just flows like a river. And when the Lord gave me this word for this service, He said, this is going to happen as in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. Give me a yes. They won't put this up because it's not in my notes. And it says here, for, everybody look at me, even though we're going through a difficult time, you know, we are far from over from this pandemic. Those who are watching online, you know, far from over. Omicron has come. We thank God for Petron, but Omicron has come again, you know. So anyway, you know, and the Lord said, this is how it's going to take place in each one of our lives. Eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen. Unseen. Eyes have not seen, unheard, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, none perceived the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Okay? Now, what is this prophetic bubbling? What is this prophetic bubbling? And this is what the Lord told me, okay? This is what the Lord told me. Okay, get ready. This is a prophetic word. By the way, how many of you have got back problem here? I'm not talking about at the back of your home. The back problem. I just had a word, no? Okay, just come forward, please. Come forward. Those of you who are suffering from backache, come. Just come and stand in front of the red line, please. Okay, all those, this, today is the day of your healing. Okay, come. Here. Anybody else, please? Okay. I think there's another lady that has got a back problem. If you have, come. Don't be a little scared. Come. Anybody else? Quickly get out of your seat and come. Okay, that's right. Come. That means the word of knowledge is sharp this morning. So you must be careful whatever comes out. Okay, I'm going to ask the second level to just come and anoint them with oil. Very minimal touching, but anoint them with oil. I want you to, Joel, good to see you, brother. Okay, just anoint them with oil. Lift up your hands, please. Yeah, just lift up your hands like this. That's right. You're going to receive healing. There is somebody at the back of you, somebody in the front. Thank you, Lord. Can you just start praying? Father, come on, just lay hands and pray for them. Lay hands on the head. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of the head to the tip of the toe, nerve upon nerve, tendon upon tendon, muscle upon muscle, Lord, I pray for your healing virtue to just flow right now. Every nerve that's been trapped by the right hand side of the leg to be released in Jesus' name. And lay the neck. This for this lady is the neck, Christine. Neck, come on. For him, it's a sleep disc. Lay hands at the back. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command healing to just flow in Jesus' name. Come on, receive your healing. That's right. Receive your healing. from nerve to nerve. That's right. Thank you, dear Father, for your healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay? No more back problem. No more front problem. No more problem. Go back problem free. God bless you. Let's give Jesus the glory. Come on. Okay, please be seated. And this is how sometimes God disturbs you in service. You know, you want to preach and suddenly he tells you, come on, call those people out, you know. Okay, what is this prophetic bubbling that's going to take place unseen, unheard, unperceived? What is this? This is what the Lord told me. I delight to do or give you new things or newness. In other words, God is prophetically telling us that he wants to do new things in our life. Now, where do you need newness in your life? Some of us may need a new beginning. Some of us are tired of our oldness. Some of us are tired of the circumstances that keep recurring. And the Lord wants to refresh you. The Lord wants to renew you. The Lord wants to redirect you. The Lord wants to revive you this morning. How many believe that? Say amen, please. That's the anointing that's going to come out of this message this morning. Refresh your health, renew your vitality, refresh your emotions, and renew your relationships and family. Come on, somebody say amen, please. You know, friends, one of the amazing, as I looked at this, this spontaneous word that God gave me, this is what the Lord reminded me. One of the amazing, everybody say amazing. One of the amazing revelation that Paul gives us concerning our salvation is the newness of God. How many of you know that? Right? Apart from being the child of God, apart from being part of the kingdom of heaven. And Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Look at this. Don't lose this newness. It is not just one time. It is a continuous newness. I'll tell you why. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. Look at this. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. And the old have passed away. Okay? People pass away. But right? But the old has passed away. And it says here, behold, all things have become new. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Come on, I want you to engage with me this morning. You know, where does the Holy Spirit want you a newness? Where do you need the new things of God? Health, emotions, family, or whatever. Possession, provision, what is it? You know, now, and for this, for us, as a new creation, now, this is, by the way, as a new creation, God gave us a new commandment. So that's why for you and I as Christians, watching online as well as watching physically, to love one another, it's not an option. To forgive one another, it's not an option. To release offenses away from your heart is not an option. Can somebody say amen, please? A new commandment, the Bible tells us in John, the 13th chapter, verse 34 and 35, Jesus himself said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another. How to love one another without forgiving one another? How to love one another without accepting one another? How to love one another without getting healed of our hurts? Some of us, let us not enter into 2022 with our negative emotions. I give you a new commandment that you love one another even as I have loved you, that the world may know that you are my disciples. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? About this new thing. About this new thing. You know, probably 1,700 years ago, okay, could be more, long before Jesus was born, Prophet Isaiah messianically gave this new covenant, this new promises. Are you here with me? And he said this in Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. You know what he said? Do not remember the former things. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of the old. For behold, I will do a new thing. Everybody say new thing. I'll do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know? And look at the next verse. I, the Lord, will make a road in the wilderness and a river in the desert. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I will make a new thing. I will do a new thing. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. We also read the second messianic prophecy concerning new thing from Isaiah thousands of years ago before Jesus came. In Isaiah 42 and verse 9, he says, behold, everybody say behold, the former things have come to pass. Yet 2019, 2020, 2021 has passed. Behold, the former things have gone. New things I declare. New things I declare, newness upon newness, renewal upon renewal, revival upon revival, refreshing over refreshing. I declare to you before they spring forth, I will tell you of them. And I'm telling you, as a man, as a servant of God, I'm telling you, this is the season that God wants to do new things in our lives. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Don't be tired. Don't be tired of the oldness. Hallelujah. I want to ask you this question. How many of us need the refreshing newness of God? Don't put up a hand, please. By the way, could you please pray for Sagamat? Pastor Vincent called me yesterday and said, Pastor Rajan, none of the public Devans would house the 100 or people they have in their social homes. Many years ago, we started social homes there. It's operating under Pusat Kebajikan Kasih. And because they were formerly, about a month ago, they were all were infected with COVID-19. There was a massive quarantine, number one. So the public, they don't want to give them. Number two, most of them are drug programmers. You know, and Pastor Vincent called me yesterday almost crying and saying that nobody wants to accept us. Our places are going to be flooded. You know, the river has become overflowing already, you know, this morning. So then I told him, why don't you find a high ground and put a tent? You know, get the funeral guys to come and put tent. They put tents, right? Why don't you put a few tents and just bring them? Thank God, you know what? The Hokkien Association, the Cantonese Association, the Teochew Association, they said you can come. Let's pray for them. Isn't that wonderful? And the church is taking in the ladies' home, the 100 of them, but the rest are going to go to all this so-called persatuan. Isn't God good? So please remember them in prayer, okay? And I said if you need help, we're always there to help you. Praise God. You know, friends, just a sidetrack a little bit, and I want you to pray for two places, Kota Tinggi as well as Sagamat right now. Seremban is flooding. Kelantan is flooding. Pahang is flooding. And they say Johor is going to flood. But let's pray against it. Can we do that? That's why we came together, right? God is in charge of the rain. Okay, men drain the rivers, take sand and sell to Singapore. But God is in charge of the rain. He can stop it. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Cindy, Sagamat, your hometown, okay? Better pray. Wilfred, your hometown also? No, okay. That doesn't mean you cannot pray, okay? Okay, sorry, sidetrack a little bit. You know, friends, I want to share with you three things about God's new doing or newness. The God of the Old Testament was the God of the old, the law. The God of the New Testament is the God of grace. Now, grace is not just multiplication. Grace is renewal. Grace upon grace. John, the 15th chapter, verse 16 and 17. But the law is one time, but grace is upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace, everybody say grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace. And this grace is the renewal of God's presence in our life. Three things that God delights to do in terms of newness, a new thing. Number one, God likes new things. Come on, how many of you know this? I like new cars. Huh? Wilfred doesn't know. Wilfred, I'm driving Mazda now, okay? He's another guy that likes car too. Simply go and buy Pijola, this, that, that. La. Cannot sell after that. You know what? And God likes new things. What do I mean? Does God detest, hate the old thing? No. Why God likes the new thing? And you are the point of new things. You know why? God is a God of time and season. God is a God of time and season. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 to 22, God changes time and season. Come on, are you here with me? When God changes time and season, He reveals the newness of His purpose and plan for our lives according to the prophetic destiny that we're in with God. Come on. That's why nobody gets old in Christian faith. You can be 94 years old. You can still be vibrant. You can still be so healthy. You can still refresh and revive, because from time to time and from season to season, God renews you as you are planted in the garden of the Lord and watered by the Lord, and your growth is from the Lord. Come on, let's give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. He likes to do new things because He's a God of time and season. Say time and season. And then number two, God likes to do new things because God loves to make us new. And that's His top priority. God's top priority in His plan towards you is to constantly make you new. Are you here with me? Sometimes sin in our lives, battles that we have not won, cause us to feel so weary and so old and so fatigued and so tired. But the Bible tells us through the power of the blood of Jesus, 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, God is faithful and just, not only to forgive you so that you can grow old, but to cleanse you from every sin. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. And we read in Psalms 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far the Lord has removed our transgression. Hallelujah. Come on. Sin causes us to become weary. Sin causes us to become tired. Sin causes us to become old. Sin causes us to lose our vitality. But I tell you, when forgiveness comes, God brings the newness of His presence and His righteousness into our life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. I like the scripture in Isaiah 1:18. How many of you are sitting here and you think my sin is like scarlet? You know what scarlet? Purple. Deep purple. You know, purple. Oh, some of you say my sin is like crimson. There's no forgiveness for me until I get to heaven. Too late, brother. The blood of Jesus is only powerful here, not in heaven. The person who's powerful in heaven is Jesus himself. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Now look at this scripture. I like this. Come now, Laila Lay. Lay Laila. Wange. Marila. Come now and let us reason together. Let's find every reason. Let's find the reason why you should not be forgiven. Let's find a justifiable cause that you should not be forgiven. Let's find out the various whatever informations, logical reasons, sensible reasons why you should not be forgiven. Look at this. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sin are like scarlet. You know what's colored? Purple. Right? Purple, right? You go to hospital, their uniform is purple. Okay, somebody's laughing. Ding! You're laughing, Ding. You got some announcements to make, you told me. And they shall... You just told me you got some announcement to make. They shall be white as snow. Come on! White as snow! That's how the forgiveness of God is. Those watching online, hallelujah. White as snow, though they're red like crimson. You know what's crimson? All the ladies, Indians, you know what crimson is. You know? And the crimson is the red dot. Crimson. Right? Is that right? Crimson. They're like wool. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. That's why in this house, there cannot be anybody who is sitting here watching online and say, your sins cannot be forgiven. You cannot. And God loves to make us new. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Let's put our hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Time is running after us. You know what? Towards the end, the second level leadership... Pastors and leaders, we'd like to do a priestly presbytery with you. We want to pray for you. Orderly, okay? Orderly. So that you can start the year with the presence of God. Some of these young guys were prophesying over people yesterday. And I was concerned demons might come out. Because demons don't observe SOP. And they start touching here, touching there, you know. And we want to pray for you, okay? We want you to start the year with a word from God. Can we do that? Okay. So we'll do it orderly, okay? We got all the markers in front, how to stand, where to stand. Families can stand together. Okay, number three. I like this. I really like this. That's why we must love Jesus. And Jesus never makes an inferior product. Jesus never makes an inferior product. You are not a second-class product. You're not a second-class citizen. Jesus does not make an inferior product. That's why Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, the Lord calls us the new wineskin and a new wine. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Hallelujah. You're worthwhile. You're precious. You're significant. You're original. You're wonderful and fearfully made. And there's nobody like you except when you see the mirror, your reflection. There's nobody like you. That's how so original you are. Yesterday I told the people, your destiny in Christ Jesus is not determined by your background, not by your citizenship, not by the upbringing, not by the background, but it's determined purely by the finished work of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and give Jesus a glory. Hallelujah. And God did not create you as an inferior product. You are an excellent premier product. Come on, put your hands together. Appreciate your make. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, friends, you remember the wedding in the book of John, wedding in where? Cana. Cana. The Tamil pronounce is Cana. Cana. How do you pronounce it in English? Cana. I read English Bible, you see my pronounce is really here. Cana. How do you pronounce say in China? Huna. Huh? Yana. Ha ne. Lei hai pinto wa. How do you pronounce? Kiana. Gianna. Gianna. The wedding of Gianna. You don't remember? Thank you. Jesus turned the water into wine. You think what? He turned into some cheapskate wine? You know? Some toddy? Some Chinese Samsu? No! You know what the guy who was the household man said in John 2:10? He said, and he said to him, the people, every man at the beginning sets out good wine because people are slowly getting tipsy. Okay? And when the guests have all drunk, well drunk, that means you can't figure out things. Okay? Then they give the inferior. Because when you're drunk, you even give them, I almost said bad things. And they won't know because they're drunk. And I used to drink before. Now I only drink water, okay? But look what it says. You have kept the good wine until now. You are a good wine. You are a good wineskin. You are a good wine. Come on. You are not what your circumstances says. You are not what your family says. You are not what your friends say. You are who the Lord says you are. Hallelujah. Come on, give me. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Lillian Yapa, can you bring the thing? When you're on your way out, I want you to pick it up. Yesterday I gave to the people when they're leaving. And I want you to know your identity in Christ. Come on, somebody say amen, please. The reason why people cannot experience new thing is because they are stuck in the past. They are stuck in their past. They are stuck in their unforgiveness. They are stuck in their heart. Spiritual identity declaration. There are 64 of them here. 60, sorry. So I don't know where I got the 4. 60 here. Actually, it's 100 because some of our eyesights are not so powerful. The word became bigger. Now, every day, just read one enough. Every day, just read one enough. And then identify yourself. Who can I give this to? Anybody wants this? Nobody. Oh, Jonathan, I'm not giving you rice, la. You put a hand like this, sorry, Mary. Okay. Very quickly, I want to close this message so that we can serve communion and we can move on. Now, there are five. The purpose of this message is this. Where do you need the newness of God? Those watching online too. Where do you need a new beginning? Okay? Now, there are five places as I prayed. And I asked the Lord, there are five places in this year 2020 that the Lord wants us to experience His newness. Five places of five new beginning. Number one. Okay, not yet. I want them to focus on the message, please. Number one, God wants us to have a new heart. A new heart. Number two, God wants us to have a new mercy and His loving kindness. Number three, God wants us to have a new song of praise. A new song of praise. A song of deliverance. A new song of praise. a song. Do you know your heart is able to sing the shout of God within you? And then God wants us to give a new joy. A new joy and gladness. And I like the last one. And I'm sure Dr. Manoj will like this too. Of course, all of us will like this too. And he, especially Heli, will like this. He always asks me to pray for him in his preaching. The Lord will give us a new anointing to serve and to have new breakthroughs. Are you ready for this? Come on, are you ready? When I share this by faith, and I want you to receive it by faith, because the atmosphere prophetically is an atmosphere of new things that God wants to download on your life. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Okay, hope against hope, past against past. God wants to bring newness. Number one, God wants to give us a new heart. How many of you are tired of your heart? But don't put up your hand. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things. Above the robbers, above the rapers, above the wicked politicians, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? How many of you are tired of your heart? You know, David said in Psalms 139, verse 23, 24, search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me and know my thoughts. If there be any wicked ways, lead me in the path that's everlasting. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Okay? Now, God wants to give us a new heart. There may be dark areas in our hearts that we cannot overcome. You know, some of us have got dark areas in our life. Only we know, only our closed doors knows. Only people who are closer to us know. And God says in Ezekiel 36 verse 26, this is a promise to claim, said that when you come to God, he will give you a new heart. Look at this. I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, a spirit of worship, a spirit of adoration, a spirit of excellence. And I will give you a new heart, put a new spirit within you. I'll take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, which is pliable in the hands of God. Come on, somebody say amen, please. He said he will give us a new heart. And David prayed this prayer in Psalms 51, verse 10, and verse 10, 11, and 12. This is a favorite prayer of Joanna. Joanna Chung, are you there? Joanna Chung, Andy. She likes to quote all this all the time. Created me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me, Lord. Uphold me with your steadfast spirit, that I'll bring your word to the sinners, that they will be converted. Come on, somebody say amen, please. We want a new heart. God, give us a new heart. I'm tired of this heart. Some of our physical hearts, if need to be healed, we can pray for you too. Number two, God wants to grant us new mercies every morning. You know, one of the awesome thing of God is he has the ability to pour his love and loving kindness and tender mercy upon each one of us every day. Every morning when you seek him, it's like a fountain open from heaven. You know, and that's why we don't get tired. We don't get tired forgiving people. We don't get tired loving people. We don't get tired accepting people. We don't get tired praying for one another. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And the scripture tells us in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, the steadfast love. Come on, everybody say the steadfast. The steadfast of the love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Come on. How many of us need his loving kindness? Did I ask you to put up your hand? My friends, Vincent, are you okay, Vincent? Mr. Vincent, are you okay? Praise God. Are you okay? You know, friends, the steadfast love of the Lord never comes to an end. And his mercies are new every morning. Say every morning. Now that's the beauty. We don't get old. That's right. We don't get old. We don't get weary. Wilfred, are you here or somewhere else, Wilfred? Okay. That's why, that's an amazing good thing of God, that you and I stay fresh in His love and His loving kindness. The steadfast love of the Lord.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is Thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is Thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is Thy faithfulness.
That's why we don't get worn out. We may be discouraged. We may be disappointed, but we're not cast down. We are not conquered. Come on, put your hands together. Give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. Year 2022, we want to enter with the new mercies of God. No matter what your circumstances are, they are available for you. They're available for your children and your family. Number three, God wants to give us a new song. God wants to give us a new song. I cannot sing. Doesn't matter. Your spirit can sing. Your spirit man can worship. That's why your spirit man cries out in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 14. He's 15. He cries out and says, Abba, Father. And that cry is the cry of worship. Are you here with me? And there's something amazing and supernatural about the songs that God would give us inside. Amazing. Be open. Hallelujah. Let me read the scripture. Isaiah 96 verses 1 through 4. And I'm going to be done. Isaiah 96 verses 1 through 4. Sing to the Lord a new song. A new song. The song probably you never heard our worship leaders lead. A new song that will come out of your spirit, out of love that you have for God. And it says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise His name. Proclaim His salvation day after day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of our praises. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And David says this about this song that will come. This is not just a song of praise. This is not just a song of worship. This is not just a song of adoration. But it's a song that's relevant to you and to your situation that you're going through. Hallelujah. It's not a song just to give you some spiritual goosebumps. It's not the song that will give you some spiritual comfort. But this is a song that will manifest the power of God over your life. Hallelujah. And David says this. Psalms 32 verse 7. Look at this. Psalms, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me. Come on, surround me with songs of deliverance. Come on. Come on, put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. Hallelujah. It could be just a simple hallelujah with your own musical Lord that comes out of you as you begin to sing. As you begin to sing, you generate the power of God. You generate the energy of God. You generate the mighty working miracles of God. You sing through your bondage. You sing through your blockages. You sing through your whatever. Are you here with me? Can somebody say amen, please? Isn't that wonderful? Come on, isn't that wonderful? And this calls for your private prayer life. Really, when you're awakened to the first love of God, songs will arise. Many times I've experienced this. Most oftenly, when I want to sing in my private time, you know what I do? I got Spotify. You know what Spotify, right? And I've got songs there, one or two songs. I am not good in singing like some of you, you know. But God said, son, you sing. I like the most is your voice. And one day he told me, you're not out of tune. You're in tune with the Spirit. Come on. And I listen to the songs and then I worship the Lord. There's something supernatural about the song that will come. And this is called the shout of God. And every one of us have got the shout inside. We shout. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Time running, huh? Okay. Number four. Are you here with me? Number four. God wants to give you a new joy. Di mana kamu sudah hilang sukacita kamu? Where have you lost your joy? And God wants to give us new joy. Everybody know what joy is. Happiness is temporary, but joy is forever. Come on, somebody say amen, please. And God wants to give you a new joy. Let me read Isaiah 61 verse 3. God wants to give you a crown of beauty. Look at this. To console those who mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Isn't that wonderful? Come on. And Jesus said in John 15, 11, these things I've spoken to you. What are these things? Abide in me, and I in you. These things I've spoken to you, that your joy may remain. Your joy may remain. And your joy may be full. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. Nehemiah tells us, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Rejoice always. Chang chang sila. Rejoice always. Ippolum sandoshamah irungal. Sukachita, sukachita lasanantyasa. Chang chang sila. Every time. You know, joy is not subjected to our circumstances, but joy is subjected to our intimacy with God. Are you here with me? That's why Jesus said in John 15, verse 11, these things I speak to you. What are these things? You abide in me and I in you, and you would be fruitful. Glory to God. Come on, somebody shout amen, please. And finally, we're going to close. Are you happy we're going to close? No? I'm happy I want to close. I'm the one who's preaching, okay? Okay, now I like this. I really like this. You know, God wants to break the net of bondage over life. You know, how can this net be broken? The net of sin, the net of guilt, the net of defeat. How can this be broken? God wants to give us a new anointing. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? What is those things remain as a bondage in your life? What are those things that you don't have a victory? What are those things that's holding down? It can be a habitual sin. It can be a besetting sin. It could be a guilt of the past. It could be unresolved circumstances or situation or unfavorable relationship. The net of fear, bondage, anxiety. It is the anointing that breaks the yoke. As I preach this, I sense you have a negative control in your workplace. Negative control. Sometimes you wonder why you need to go to this working situation. And that net is not by, it's going to not be, that net is not going to be broken by you changing your job. That's a spirit of intimidation. That net can only be broken when anointing falls on you. And David said in Psalms 92 and verse 10, I'm talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the might of the Holy Spirit. David said this. You have exalted my horn like a wild ox. Why? What is the need? Because David had become so tired. David has become so weary in all the pursuit that he has to go through. And then God comes and takes hold of his horn, and then with all his might, he exalts his horn like a wild ox. Wild ox, sharp. Sharp. And then he, what? What does the scripture say? He, 92:10. And then he, hey, come on, where's the scripture? Psalms 92:10. Then what? And he? Anointed with what? Fresh oil. Everybody say fresh oil. Everybody say fresh oil. Today, we're not able to worship. Today, we're not able to lift up our hands to God. Today, we're not able to read the Bible. Today, we're not able to love the Lord the way we should love, because we need an oil change. And the oil changes new anointing. When you take car for a service, they change the oil. And you drive the car, it's so smooth. And today the Lord wants to give you new oil. Come on, new oil. Say new oil. Come on, somebody say new oil. And he has filled me with fresh oil, new wine. And Isaiah 10:27 says, it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. Not your self-control, not your discipline, not your self-strength. It's the anointing from heaven that breaks the yoke. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Can you stand to your feet, please, as Derek comes to lead us in worship. Hallelujah. Come on, stand to your feet. Those at home, can you get ready? Prepare communions, please. Now, Anita can pass the communion to people who don't have communion emblems. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Today, we're going to pray for the download of the newness of God. Come on, guys. Such a long interval. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, open up your communion, please. Those at home.
What a beautiful name it is.
That's right, come on.